USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The United Autos Workers Union has decided not to expand its nearly month-long strike against Detroit's Big Three. UAW President Sean Fain conveyed in a statement Friday that the union is moving into a new stage of this battle. He stated that further strikes will be initiated whenever leaders perceive that negotiations are not advancing swiftly enough. Let's try this one again. GOP House members have put forth another name to be Speaker.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House. That vote has not yet been scheduled. I'm John Schaefer.
Healthcare premiums are going to rise next year for nearly 66 million Americans enrolled in the government's Medicare program, officials say. The standard monthly cost of Medicare Part B will increase 6%, or from $164.90 to $174.70 in 2024. The annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries will rise from $226 in 2023 to $240 in 2024. Healthcare officials nationwide are expressing optimism about the tentative accord that was reached with Kaiser Permanente. Caroline Lucas, the executive director of the Coalition of Unions, hails this agreement as a milestone.
I just want to say that every single one of our frontline healthcare workers who were here negotiating shared stories from the depths of their heart about how for them providing healthcare to patients was a calling, and that their advocacy for safe staffing was a moral imperative.
Union members will now vote on whether to approve the pending contract. Union representatives affirm that the agreement encompasses competitive compensation, attractive benefits, as well as opportunities for development and training to enhance staffing levels. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Inflation is causing Generation Z to significantly reduce their spending. According to a recent survey conducted by Bank of America, this applies to 73% of respondents aged 18 to 26. A considerable number of them mentioned making substantial changes to their lifestyles and cutting down on discretionary expenses like dining out. Did you know that you are actually safer today despite the ominous date?
Today is Friday the 13th. If you find yourself feeling a little extra anxiety today, you may suffer from triskaidekaphobia, a fear of things having to do with the number 13. Now, research shows that millions suffer from this phobia, and because of it, many will even stay home from work. Experts say people are actually safer on Friday the 13th because they tend to be more cautious. I'm Corey Myers.
Americans owe a record-breaking $688 billion in unpaid taxes from their 2021 returns, and that's according to the IRS. To prevent a recurrence, the IRS plans to increase audits and enforcement measures, particularly targeting high-income taxpayers. Over $540 billion of this unpaid sum is attributed to underreported income. The remainder stems from individuals who either failed to file returns or neglected to pay their tax obligations. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.